RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. The all-new Sportage, now at your local Kia dealer.
And at 8:36, it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Some brilliant performances from the Irish around the globe last night and the early hours of this morning. Let's start with the Irish cricket team. They have beaten a test nation for the first time in a three-match series. We've managed to topple the more established and high-profile teams every now and again, but now a full one-day international series and away from home as well. The Irish men came from behind to beat the West Indies 2-1 in that series. They won last night's encounter by just 2 wickets, and all the more impressive given that they'd lost some key players in recent weeks because of COVID. Including their captain. Paul Sterling has been the stand-in skipper for the last 2 games, and he gave his reaction to this great result.
Yeah, we're delighted. It doesn't happen every day, does it? We don't come out on away trips and turn over a side like the West Indies every day. So very proud of the lads of how they've performed, especially going 1-0 down in the series. That's really pleasing that we can come back from that and win these 2 games. We have, as we said before, we've got the toss has been in our favour and we've won it 3 times, but we've still got to go out there and perform. So we're delighted with that.
Yeah, and the other notable performance last night and the early hours of this morning, actually, was Seamus Power in Hawaii. He has taken a huge step in the world of golf. He finished in joint third at the Sony Open in Hawaii. He was 19 under par, 4 behind the eventual winner Hideki Matsuyama, who won this event after a playoff. And that victory sees him climb into the top 50 in the world. If he can stay there, it just opens up all the top events to him, including the Masters. A couple of years ago, Seamus struggled to hold on to his car, but now he's already looking good for the end of season FedEx Cup. He's getting used as well to competing at the business end of these tournaments.
Georgia in the fall was the first time I played in the last group on a Sunday, so that was kind of cool. And a second last group today. So you definitely do get used to it. I mean, there's huge crowds behind us following Hideki and stuff, but so it was, you know, it takes some getting used to. You kind of got to wait for crowd to stop and go and that stuff. But yeah, I mean, that's a problem I'll happily learn to deal with. Yeah, I mean, it's great. You know, I don't know how many points or anything I'll get, but I think I'll have probably my spot in the playoffs locked up after this week. So it's by far the earliest I've ever had it locked up before, so it's going to get a new territory for me. But the goal is to be in East Lake at the end of the year, you know, in the Tour Championship for your FedEx Cup playoffs. And, you know, that goal hasn't changed after this week. It's just kind of just adds a couple of points to my total, but, you know, a long ways to go.
Yeah, Seamus doing his best to play things down there, but that is hugely significant from him. Pretty good weekend for the Irish provinces in the Heineken Champions Cup. Connacht beaten, but wins for Leinster, Ulster and Munster. Impressive wins for Leinster and Ulster yesterday. Leinster 89-7 winners against Montpellier. Ulster 24-20 victors away to Northampton. 1 weekend to go, but at this stage, it looks like all 4 Irish provinces will qualify for the last 16. RTE analyst Bernard Jackman joins me now. Bernard, can we start with the positives? What are your highlights from the weekend gone?
No, look, I think there were some great games. Obviously having 3 of the 4 provinces win, Connacht losing but getting 2 bonus points, which I think they'll definitely qualify. It's just a case of kind of sneak a home draw. But the highlight for me, the best performance was Ulster. I thought they were exceptional away, missing McCluskey, Henderson, some players who Cooney, who have been, you know, huge for them over the years and will be important for them as they go forward. But Ballacloon, Hume and little Michael Lowry, every time he touched the ball, good things happened, and I just thought they played a really smart, attractive brand of rugby, and it was a big win for them.
Bernard, can you explain what you mean by home draw? Because the last 16 will be over 2 legs. Where does the home draw come into it?
Well, just if you go into the last 16 as a home seed, so top 4 in each pool, that advantage will follow through into the quarterfinals. And if you win your home quarterfinal, then you get a home draw in the semi-final. So historically in the Champions Cup, home advantage in the knockout stage has been absolutely huge. We saw last year Leinster having to go to La Rochelle away, for example, in the semi-final and fell at that hurdle. So that's what the provinces will be. That's what every team will be looking for, even though this is a new format this year, and there's all kinds of crowd restrictions at the moment. I think everybody's planning on when these quarterfinals and last 16 come around, that there will be full houses again or close to it, and home advantage will have a role to play.
Yeah, you're not everyone's cup of tea down in Munster this morning. Hard-hitting article in the Indo yesterday. How do you defend yourself this morning?
No, look, I take that Munster are winning, but I still think that if you objectively look at the content of their performances, it's hard to say how they're going to win a trophy. And that's where I put Munster. I think Munster should be expecting to win a trophy every year. They have the history, they have the fans, they have the players, and they have the budget. So, you know, they got a last gasp win against Cass. It was Cass' second team away from home, and they had none to play for. And it's just they're playing a very, unambitious style of rugby. And you watch the way the game is going. You watch Connacht Leicester, you watch Ulster, you watch any of those big games, Claremont Sale. Everybody's trying to play it with the ball in hand. And at the moment, Munster look more comfortable without the ball. And I just don't think they have the forward pack or even a kicking game at the moment to say that that's going to lead them to trophies. Now, it's early days. You can't win a trophy in January. And they may improve and they may add some layers to it. But at the moment, I just think they're getting results, but there's not a huge amount of positivity around what they're doing.
Okay, Bernard, we will leave it there. Thanks for your comments this morning. In soccer, Liverpool, second in the Premier League following a 3-0 win against Brentford. Leeds have distanced themselves from the bottom three with a 3-2 victory against the in-form West Ham. Off the field, Everton have sacked their manager, Rafael Benitez. The Australian Open is underway. Impressive wins so far for the defending women's champion, Naomi Osaka, and Rafael Nadal. And the home favourite, Ash Barty, doing really well. She's just out on court, has made a promising start in her first round match. Neil Robertson has won the UK Masters snooker title. Great news for Mayo football fans this morning. Oisin Mullen has turned down the chance to move to Australia to play Aussie rules. St Finbarrs and Kilcoo have qualified for the AIB All-Ireland football semi-finals. Respective wins in Munster and Ulster. Mourne Abbey and Kilkerne Clonburn have advanced to the current account.ie All-Ireland Ladies Football Final. Limerick Hurlers beat Kerry in the Co-op Superstores Munster Cup, while in the Bordnamona Walsh Cup wins for Dublin Offaly and Kilkenny. But I want to leave the final word this morning to young Emma Duggan. Emma plays for Dunboyne. They were beaten at the weekend. Their remarkable run has come to an end, beaten by the mighty Mourne Abbey. But in defeat, some pearls of wisdom from the 19-year-old. Here is what she had to say.
It's a disappointing end to what has been a really, really great year. You can't take away from that either. But yeah, look, we'll take a couple of days to reflect on everything, you know, the high points and what's a low point now. But you have them days sometimes. And I think what this week has probably taught us as well, we're out here playing a simple game of football and there's so much more going on in the world. You know, obviously the tragedy that happened with Aisin Murphy, I think you take 1 second to think about that and it brings you right back down to earth and it puts everything into perspective. So we won't be too disappointed in terms of that.
Well said, Emma. Well said. That is all your sport for now. Back to you, Mary.